89.7 and KFPR Reading at 88.9 FM, with translators serving the communities of Weaverville at 89.5 on translator K208BJ, Chester Westwood, and Greenville at 89.7, 98.3, and 100.9 on translators K209AY, K252AL, and K265AA, Burnie at 91.9 on translator K220EB, Dunsmuir, Mount Shasta, and Weed at 92.3 on translator K222BR, Hayfork at 99.7 on translator K259AW, and Oroville at 92.3 on translator K222AQ. Our thanks to Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, producers of fine ales and beers, for their longtime support of North State Public Radio's transmitters and translators. The Sierra Nevada Brewing Company also offers fine dining in its adjoining taproom and restaurant in Chico. It's 1 o'clock. That means it's time for a good old-fashioned folk music show. Harmonica playing of Norton Buffalo. This is something very special. We are celebrating today. I'm Lorraine Dechter.
And I'm Joe Chavez.
And we're celebrating and just going back through time and reminiscing about the life of Norton Buffalo, who passed away this week up in the town of Paradise.
That's right.
It's we have a special guest here. We want to listen to this song, Living in the USA.
That's right, with Steve Miller and Norton.
And we'll hear from Bonnie Raitt and some performances that will just knock your socks off in the way Norton Buffalo could do it.
And we want to thank Peter Burkow for coming in.
That's right. Sure did.
Yeah. And you knew him pretty well, didn't you?
Oh, boy. I met Norton in 1978, and we were both playing in the Bay Area. He was on the cover of Bay Area Music Magazine, and there was a story about my band in the center spread, and we were in the same room at the same time. He comes over to me, and he goes, "You're the guy in the magazine.
In the magazine."
I said, "You're the guy on the cover." And we started talking, and And I told him about this great idea I had for a song about a guy who had heard his father was a railroad man, and then he found out from other people that his father didn't really work for the railroad.
It was a tale.
Yes, it was a story song. And I said, you get to the end of the story and he finds out his grandfather was a hobo. So he goes looking for him and he gets into a hobo camp and all of the hobos pull out a harmonica and start playing at the same time. And I said, Norton, I've got to have like a whole wall of harmonicas. He loved the idea. He said, I have to go to Los Angeles, but I'm going to come back up and record that with you. He flew all the way up from Los Angeles at his own expense. Didn't charge me a penny. I tried to pay him. He wouldn't take any money. And the great thing about Norton, I mean, to try to sit next to that guy and play harmonica was nerve-wracking as it was, but he was very, very sharing, and he showed me so many tricks that I still have in my back pocket today. I have to thank him so much for sharing and playing music with us.
So kind of going back to some, when was this song recorded?
1979.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, you know, I moved here in about 78, so this was soon after I moved up into Northern California. How long have you been here, Joe?
Well, again, I was here around 8.
Oh, boy, I moved in 1975, and we used to play. This is the band that played Cabos with Charlie Haynes on clarinet and Joe Hunyan on guitar. Oh, we had a great time. Norton used to sit in with us once in a while.
Mr. Amazing, I'm getting a little nervous. Are we going to have enough studio time to finish this?
Where my grandmother?
Just sort of all looked at me with these big, ugly, yeller, toothy grins. Then each one of them picked up an identical horn harmonica in the key of A. I just happened to be playing in the key of E. The tension was building, it was plain to see. The break was gonna sound just like this.
bunch of people in the Chico area jamming with Norton Buffalo and telling a story.
Charlie Haynes on clarinet, amazing.
So when Norton Buffalo came here to Paradise, I understood, you know, he was just not having any shyness about getting together and playing music with people, and he was just generous and gracious, and people were nervous about kind of talking to him because he was so famous, but he's just an all-around nice guy.
He's been that way throughout his entire life, whether it's a big-name artist like Bonnie Raitt or the Doobie Brothers or some local band. He's just treated everybody the same, another human being.
He jumped right into this community, and he's done some incredible things for this area.
Yes, he sure has. He played a lot of benefits, and there were a lot of folks who, just called on Norton and asked him to play on a track, and he'd just jump in and do it. And, he was just a very, very giving guy. I loved to go hear Norton and Lisa play at a local restaurant here, Angelos, and they would play these old Italian songs. There'd be like 40, 50 people there. They didn't advertise it very much. It was wonderful. Great, great stuff. And Lisa is so good for him to, just kind of get him to play those old kinds of songs. Wonderful music.
We thought we'd play another piece of Norton Buffalo's, and it kind of reminds me of the flavor of what we just had, which was
storytelling.
A story, and it kind of goes back to the 70s. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Well, if we're queuing up Hangin' Tree, that's a great thing from his first album. And, Norton had a bit of a career as an actor after he was a singer. He was in a movie with Bette Midler called The Rose, and a couple of other films, including Heaven's Gate with Kris Kristofferson. And you can kind of get a feeling of his acting from this track, because he has several different character voices that he works into it. It's wonderful. He had such a great sense of humor.
So let's hear The Hangin' Tree.
Men, women, and children gathered round that hanging tree. The word was out, a young man soon would die. But no one seemed concerned enough to tell his family of just exactly where his bones would lie. Oh, yes, they'd had a trial, but it didn't last too long. The judge began to smile as they sang that hanging song. They said, "We're gonna hang you from that hanging tree, but what you done was in the first degree. We'll send a preacher to bless your soul, and we'll dig that 6-foot hole. We're gonna hang you from that hanging tree." From the Black Hills he'd come into the town of Parmalee. He saw a man bleeding and dying on the ground. Jumped off his horse to help the man, but as he reached his knee, heard the dying words, "Son, don't go near that town." But then a dozen men appeared, and they saw what he had found. They blamed him for the killing, then they led him into town. "We're gonna hang you from that hanging tree, 'cause what you done was in the first degree. We'll send a preacher to bless your soul, and we'll dig that 6-foot hole. We're gonna hang you from that hanging tree." Well, the marshal of this town was a crook named Willie B. He had beady eyes and a badge upon his chest. He told the crowd outside the jail as calm as can be, "I caught him, so now you can do the rest." Well, they drug him to the courthouse and they held a makeshift trial. The judge, he dropped his hammer and the crowd began to smile. I said, "We're gonna hang you from that hanging tree, 'cause what you done was in the first degree. We'll send a preacher to bless your soul, and we'll dig that 6-foot hole. We're gonna hang you from that hanging tree. The young man bowed in silence as he said a word of prayer. Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. Then he grabbed the guard beside him and he headed for the door, saying, leave my beer, he'll die from his own gun. On a horse he headed out of town with a posse close behind. They were riding hard and fast with one thing on their mind. Suddenly the preacher appeared upon the road. He said, turn around and let the boy go free. For I done saw the killing, and me story shall be told. That the murderer was your marshal, will he be? Well, that posse looked in disbelief, ashamed for what they'd done. That man had run this town too long, but now his day had come. We're gonna hang him from that hanging tree. But what he'd done was in the first degree. We'll send the preacher to bless his soul, and we'll dig that 6-foot hole. We're gonna hang him from that hanging tree. We're gonna hang him from that hanging tree. Cause what you done was in the first degree. We'll send a preacher to bless his soul, and we'll dig that 6-foot hole. We're gonna hang him from that hanging tree. Yes, we're gonna hang that old Marshal Willie B. We're gonna hang him from that hanging tree.
Gosh, that was a lovely instrumental. Peter, can you tell us about that piece?
That's called Puerto de Azul from one of Norton's early recordings on Capitol Records. And, oh boy, I got to tell you, when we heard him play that live at Gabo's, it just blew everybody away. He was such an incredibly accomplished instrumentalist. And everybody wanted him on their records back in those days. And then, of course, people like Bonnie Raitt wanted him on their records because they knew if Norton was playing a solo, it could very well be a hit record. So we're going to play that Bonnie Raitt song, Runaway, next. And there's a story about this harmonica solo. You've got to hear people all over the country were trying to figure out how to play this solo. And Norton would just laugh because they'd come up to him and say, I think I've got to figure it out. And they'd only have one harmonica with him. And when he did this, he had a Dagwood sandwich stack of five harmonicas. And he would switch. You can hear the song modulate. And it switches from one harmonica to the next. And it's just this awesome landmark harmonica solo.
So, Peter, can you tell us about the phone call that you got last week from Norton?
I sure can. I still got the message on my cell phone, and I don't think I'm ever going to erase that. He asked me to call him back. I knew how sick he was, and I was hesitant, but I called him, and same old Norton. He had his sense of humor intact. He called me a Republican. That's his idea of a joke. And he's always, you know, got some idea to do some sort of recording right up to the very end. And he told me that his friends were thinking of getting together and recording a tribute album to him where all of his various friends were going to get together.
People that he had played with over
the
years.
Oh, yes. Yeah, people who are going to sing his songs that he wrote. And there's some recordings that still exist, not finished yet, where he's playing harmonica already on his own original songs. Maybe his harmonies are in there a little bit. And when Norton says my friends, he's talking people like Steve Miller and Bonnie Raitt and Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers and, you know, Huey Lewis. And so he said, I really want you to go down and videotape these guys doing this for me.
And that was, when was that supposed to be?
Well, it's still going to happen, and as far as I know, they're also going to do some sort of tribute concert for him down in Oakland in January, and a tribute concert. Oh, boy, I'm getting choked up. To celebrate Norton's life. Could you tell
That's
him about that?
That's in Paradise, absolutely. Sunday, November 22nd. And that's the benefit. It was going to be a benefit for him, and it's a benefit for his wife now and a memorial, because I understand she needs a little bit of support to keep her house and make things stable and just keep her life stable. And so people are going to be coming over. The doors be open at 5:30, and I don't know why the show begins at 5:50 p.m., like 10 to 6, but that's what they say. Big Mo Band with Bob Littell, Jonathan Author, Lazy Lester, Carlos Reyes and band, Tom Rigney and Flambeau, Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings. I don't know if I said the benefit for Norton Buffalo on Sunday, November 22nd, is at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. And then there are other events, as Peter was telling us, over in the Bay Area with songs that he has written that other people will be performing. That sounds like it will be recorded for
They're going to record it as an album, and then they're also going to play their own original, you know, like the Bonnie Raitt's going to do her Bonnie Raitt show. That, you know, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but
it'll be magical.
Oh, I'm sure everybody really wants to pitch in and, again, celebrate Norton's life and his wonderful music.
You know, it strikes me that, yesterday was Halloween, so this is November 1st, and it's, you know, in the Celtic tradition, it's the transition. It's the new year. Things have changed. It's the time when people who died during their transition to the next, it's the twilight time. So I'm wondering if there's a song that kind of captures more of the metaphysical spirit of the passing on. You had something in mind maybe about the changes of the seasons.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song that Norton did with Steve Miller, who will definitely be participating in that recording and the benefit, because he and Norton were great friends. He toured with Norton for years in the Steve Miller Band, and this is the song Winter Song.
Thank you.
So I was poking around on the internet today and found out that Norton and Roy Rogers were nominated for a Grammy for this tune, this, Jessica's tune.
Well, we just heard Jessica's song, and that was with Norton Buffalo and Roy Rogers. And before that, a beautiful, beautiful piece, Winter Song, and that was with Norton Buffalo and Steve Miller.
Yeah, Roy Rogers and Norton Buffalo, what a friendship, huh? Those guys have been together for, oh, well over 20 years, maybe.
And Peter, it's so cool to help immortalize them in their duo. I got to put them on TV, you know, for Channel 9 years ago. We did a video. I was just remembering that. That's so when I first met them, and they were...
The Stage 9 series.
Huh? No, it was before that. It was actually called, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and it was a festival that was put on at the Parducci Winery, and the Parducci Winery was always my family's favorite winery.
I have to find those archives somewhere. I was looking around on YouTube, and there's a little bit of Norton Buffalo, but not enough. This next track we're going to play is live from the Sierra Nevada Brewery, and that is... floating around on PBS still. People can see it. And also, I guess, by Roy Rogers' CD that this appeared on. And they had a great story about this song. This is one of their landmark songs. They went to China, mainland China, and they played the song, which is called Shake Your Money Maker. But before they got on stage, they were introduced by this very straight-looking Chinese young man and young woman who they had this big translation device up above the stage. And somehow it got translated to agitate your money printing machine or some variation on that. Norton told me this story. It was just hilarious. I couldn't believe it. And Norton Buffalo and Roy Rogers playing Shake Your Money Maker live at the Sierra Nevada.
No, it's agitate your money making machine.
Your printer.
Money
your
printing machine.
One more time. Jimmy Sanchez on the drums. Steve Irwin on the bass. Phil Auberg on the piano. Norton Buffalo on the harmonica. Yours truly, Roy Rogers. Are we having a good time yet? I hope so. Thank you. upon that heap. Shake your bottom maker, shake your bottom maker. Little girl, I will tell you no lies. Mr. Buffalo, one time.
Oh, that was great. Shake Your Moneymaker. Peter, thanks for that one. That was very cool.
Roy Rogers and Norton Buffalo
together. Yeah, they've done a lot of things together, right?
Oh, my, yes. They've been partners and best friends for so many years in a lot of recordings. In fact, I just called Bob Littell to confirm this, the very first thing ever recorded at the Sierra Nevada building. Back when it was the small restaurant downstairs, their live album And I got to tell you, if you ever heard Roy Rogers and Norton Buffalo together, no drummers, a sea of people dancing just with a duet, it takes you to the back porch down south the way the blues should be played.
And that's what we're going to be hearing next?
That's right, Mercury Blues, Roy Rogers and Norton Buffalo live.
All right.
Car, nothing like that. I guess that's acceptable, but just not the same as sitting back in a 1949 Mercury. With your throttle pulled out, you know, that was sort of like the cruise control de jour. You pull your throttle out, turn it so it's in a locked position, put your feet up on the dashboard with that can of mug root beer between your legs, and you go cruising. Tell you what I do. Go downtown and buy a Mercury or two, 'cause I'm crazy about a Mercury dollar. Wanna cruise up and down the road. I'm gonna buy you Mercury, baby. Cruise up and down the road. Don't you know that you got a lot of love? Stole it from a friend. Stole her back again, but you know she likes that Mercury now. Wanna cruise up and down the road. I'm gonna buy you Mercury, baby. Cruise up and down the road. Hold on, mom. Listen here. Thank you.
Mercury up too, cause I'm crazy about a Mercury dive. Wanna cruise up and down the road. I'm gonna buy you Mercury, baby. Cruise up and down the road. What a sweet little girl. I'm gonna buy you Mercury, baby. Cruise up and down the road.
That was live at the Sierra Nevada Brewery, one of the first recordings ever made there. No, the first.
The first, that's right. One of the first with Roy and Norton, if not the first. And we just called to confirm that with Bob Littell, and he requested, he said, Peter, you've got to play Norton Buffalo and Kate Wolf and tell everybody that those of us who play harmonica, those of us who are just musicians, always considered Norton Buffalo the consummate musician. He's not just a blues player. He plays everything. And this song, Red Tail Hawk, I think showcases him in another format very nicely.
Music in the waters flowing by, and you can hear a song each time the wind sighs. And the golden rolling hills of California, the golden rolling hills of California. It's been so long, love, since you said goodbye. My cabin's been as lonesome as a cry. There's comfort in the clouds drifting by. The golden rolling hills of California. The golden rolling hills of California. Just some things that need a man's hand. In the golden rolling hills of California. In the golden rolling hills of California. The red-tailed hawk writes songs across the sky. Music in the waters flowing by. You can hear a song each time the wind sighs. The golden rolling hills of California. In the golden rolling hills of California.
Oh, that is so beautiful, and it's such a fitting tribute to Norton Buffalo. We're doing a program about the music and celebrating the life and collaborations and community of Norton Buffalo. Just passed away from cancer and lived in Paradise, California. And with Joe Chavez and I, we're visiting with Peter Burko, who played with Norton Buffalo, was a friend of his, and bringing us some great music to share. We've been kind of just exploring the memories of his music. Just fabulous. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, it's been my pleasure just to celebrate Norton's life and his music. And, you know, he's going to be with us for a while. We're still celebrating. We're going to be doing that tribute to Norton Buffalo up at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. Roy Rogers is coming.
That's on the 22nd. We're actually in a couple Sundays.
Yeah, the great Tom Rigney from the Sundogs and Flambeau is going to be up there, and Roy Rogers, Norton's dear friend, and Bob Littell's going to get out there and play a few tunes.
All right. You know, you have brought us such great music today. You've brought us such a wonderful panorama of his talents, of Norton's talents, the people that he played with, kind of led us through a little history. It has been incredible. I learned a lot. It touched my heart. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you for letting me come. This is it's one way of working out my feelings.
It is. I think this is a really good way to celebrate and enjoy, and you know, not just the sadness, but the happiness and the joy of his music, and to, you know, deal with the death of someone who is so important to us. We have one more piece just to... It'll lighten it up a bit, won't it, Peter?
Oh, I think so. Today's Halloween. This kind of fits in the mood, huh? You know, like I said, Norton was a consummate musician. He was not just a blues player. You know, you hear his chromatic playing. It's just amazing. And he had a sense of humor. And this song, I think, shows it as much as anything. All of the Norton Buffalo that he was. You know, the great musician, the guy with the sense of humor. Just amazing stuff. This is from King of the Highway, his one of his more recent recordings, an actual Norton Buffalo record. For once, we're showing something of him, not just collaborating with other people, but this is from his own recording.
And this group, man, they knockouts and other variations. You know, they come up to Paradise and play and raise money for the Paradise Peace and Justice Center, for fire protection, for all these incredible causes. And our heart goes out to Norton Buffalo and those causes, and his wife Lisa, and his friends, and his family, and his fans. Thank you so much. And I think he enjoyed his life here in Paradise.
Thank you, Norton.
Let's celebrate.
Across the desert, bare feet across the burning sand. I would swim the widest ocean, use all my strength to reach dry land. I would climb the highest mountain through the cold and drifting snow. I'd run the gauntlet of 1,000 men just to get back to your door. You know I'm crazy about you, baby. Every word I say is true. I'll do anything that it takes of a girl to prove my love to you. I would fight the fiery dragon till his bragging days were through. I'd put my life out on the line for you, girl, just to prove my love to you. A gypsy woman and a voodoo queen. They gave me a black cat bone and a cobra spleen. Some rooster blood, some alligator skin. Just a pinch of dust from the places we've been. Now on a full moon night, here's what I'll do. Gonna mix them up into a hoodoo brew. We'll drink it together from a silver cup. Then you feel my love start to build you up. You know I'm crazy about you, baby. Every word I say is true. I would do anything that it takes to the girl to prove my love to you. I pray with high priests and a rabbi. I talk to the Dalai Lama too, to help me find the way inside your heart so I can prove my love to you.
From all of us at North State Public Radio, thanks for making our fall membership drive such a huge success. This is General Manager Brian Terhorst. In just 11 days, the station received over 1,100 pledges, totaling over $120,000. When added to the contributions made during our silent drive, we reached our goal of $160,000, a full day ahead of schedule. And thanks to our friends at the McConnell Foundation of Reading, we ended our drive with over $165,000. Thanks to each and every one of you who participated in this achievement. When you receive your pledge confirmation, please pop a check in the mail to us. And if you didn't get a chance to make your contribution, it's never too late. You can always make a pledge on our website at www.kcho.org. Thanks to you, we'll continue to branch out in exciting new ways.
Celebrating 40 years of service, this is North State Public Radio, NPR for Northern California, KCHO Chico and KFPR Redding. The good old-fashioned folk music show continues next. That's made possible by listeners like you and by Enplan, providing environmental services and geospatial technologies to support a green economy and carbon-neutral future. Through impact management and digital mapping solutions, Enplan helps government and business minimize ecological footprints and meet public needs sustainably. Visioning the possible, Enplan is in Reading and on the web at enplan.com.